Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Nate Klarfeld with Stonewall Live, the best of gay and lesbian book, film, and media talk on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, my guest is Andrew Keith, author of The Sperm Builder Diet, and many other things. You'll see if you've been on. Is he laughing? If you've been on gay social media, you've seen his ads for the Sperm Builder Diet, and here he is. Andrew, how you doing tonight?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm great. So, how'd you come up with this book? Does your mother know about it?
Well, my mother's deceased, but my parents were at my sex club in New York. So, I've been into health food my whole life, and in college I studied it, but when I had my club in New York, I was a big safe sex advocate.
Uh-huh.
I had a display of condoms plus Absolute is absolutely
uh-huh.
safe by showing
right?
that
oh.
a condom could fit over a bottle of Absolute, because all
oh,
my friends
wow.
were telling me that their dick was too big for a condom.
Right.
Naturally, I sympathized. You know, that's a big problem.
It's
so
huge.
I said, listen, if you got something bigger than a bottle of Absolute, we should talk. But
that's right.
Unfortunately, I was able to keep many of my guests happy with the condoms
uh-huh.
and the free lube.
Right.
In fact, even we had people there like Brian Adams and Jimmy Somerville.
Sure.
And then this little girl tried to sneak in, Madonna, with her brother Christian. So
right.
That was a bit of a conflict.
Right, because you know, even if she's in her military uniform, she's still a woman, you know?
Well, she came in tattered jeans, but people could still figure it out. I was caught
right.
between having to betray her or dissuade her. So
right.
finally, I pulled her aside after the fifth or sixth visit and said, I don't want to be the one to out you, but if you come one more time, I can't be responsible because the tails are wagging here. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
right.
then she
listen.
Did that book, and
uh-huh.
that was
oh, the sex
you know,
book.
Part of the inspiration
yeah.
for my book was, you know, taking vitamins and being able to keep up with all these hot guys that were coming to my club.
You got to. I know. Listen, if anybody wants to talk to either me or Andrew tonight, our number is 563-999-3040. That's, of course, only if it's July 23rd between 9 and 9:30. Again, 563-999-3040. It's on the show page if you're listening through the show page. So, okay. So you've written this book because of, you know, whatever you're and we'll go into the sex club that you ran later. So you got it. You put it out there. How did you market it?
Well, I felt Amazon was the best platform because they offer it as an ebook, which downloads on any device, not just Kindle. So
right.
you can download it on your phone, your laptop. You can get it in print. And I
right.
did put crossword puzzles and coloring book sections in the
right.
back of many of my books. I have Gay Culture USA. I have
uh-huh.
a cookbook for Spanish food and
wow.
different
yes.
things to help people out.
I saw that. Yes. Yeah. I went through a few of your books. They're very easy reads. So and they're great for the shut-ins, the shut-in time when you're sitting at home and you want to get yourself better. The cookbooks are a great idea. You can order your food on Instacart and be cooking like crazy. But
have the free guide to medical marijuana because I had
uh-huh.
a marijuana site, but the Chinese hacked it. So now, uh-huh. if you need any help from me, you can get me at amazingsouthflorida@gmail.com.
Amazing.
Or if you can't
okay.
remember that one, you can always get me at toptallman@aol.com.
Okay, great. Those
here.
Are two good. All right. Or through me. If anybody want to get a hold of Andrew through me, just, you know, everyone gets a hold of me somehow. I don't know how. So,
yeah. But we're all on Instagram. It's a great platform.
Instagram, I'm on Instagram, I'm Twitter, I'm on TikTok, you name it. I'm the oldest person on TikTok. I know, I tried, I found out. So, and I've gotten
YouTube.
I've gotten I'm on YouTube. Yes, I'm everywhere. And so tell us about, we chatted a little bit before we started,
yes,
that you were a guest many times on gay cable news, the Lavender Network. Is that what it's called?
It was called Lavender Health with Lou Malletta.
Lavender Health.
And he had Men in Films, which was later taken off by that TV show In Living Color. But Men in Films was about gay porno.
Right.
And Lou had a great show on that. And then they did In the Dungeon with my drummer boy, Dale Hogan. So I was involved with that and giving health tips. I was asked to speak for the AIDS Institute and other organizations because I was always interested in keeping up your immune system now more than ever.
Oh,
it's
God,
a similar
yeah.
situation to AIDS where people have to have the right vitamins and supplements and not have the garbage food that were being promoted, like, you know, soda, coffee. Those things are not good for you.
Yeah, I always think if the box that comes in has four colors, don't buy it.
Well, that's one way to look at it. But
well,
you know, we're programmed
to
eat the worst things. My country that I love makes these horrible products that they're known for, like Marlboro cigarettes, Oreo cookies, Coca-Cola.
Right.
None of those things are good for you, folks. So if you can think with your head and not listen to the promotion on TV, I'm in the country that lets them advertise medication on TV.
Oh, my God.
We pay double, triple the price of anybody else, and look at how effective it's been for us. It's not
horrible.
It's really a bad system, and nobody can seem to admit that it's a bad system. It really needs to change.
Yeah,
you know, I hate to hurt people's feelings, but...
No, you're absolutely right. I'm married to a medical family. My husband's a retired psychiatrist. His whole family's in the medical field. One of his brothers was the CEO of Genentech. He's retired now. And he told me this horrendous statistic. Every dollar that they put on public, commercial television selling a prescription drug, they get back $4.
And that also was built into the price. They're allowed to put that into
the price
when they price the drug. They're going to spend $10 million advertising it on TV. So
but
it's like they write off shipping as a tax expense. That's why Prime from Amazon is free, and they offer you these deals because they're making money at both ends on shipping.
Sure. Right, but what I'm saying
what's
is
going on.
But the medical thing is really, and you're absolutely right that this, especially with COVID,
it's a big scam.
That we need to really be careful. And I don't know if you know, most of my listeners are gay, so they're not really worried about fertility. But the younger ones might be because they're all having gabies. I have four gabies in the building I live in, and the sperm counts have been going down on men in the United States dramatically over the last 15 years, as in fertility, it used to be 10-15% of infertile couples, it was the husband's fault, so to speak, and it's up to 33%. So, you know, women, of course, are more complicated, age, and, you know, drugs and birth control pills and all the things that affect fertility. But our fertility has gone way down. Yeah.
Bee pollen are very good for you. And you see that we have a problem with the bees running out of town here because
bees
of the
are
way
dying.
We're treating our planet. Yeah. So
we're killing everything. Yeah.
Think a little bit about, you know, what you're eating, and fast food is not good food for you. The people who tell you that they eat it really are not eating it. They're just telling you that so that you'll do it. They're lying to you, and people find that difficult to comprehend.
We've monetized. Right. Well, they've monetized. I mean, they get paid big bucks. I mean, it's the profit margin on fast food is just astronomical. I mean, they make so much
money. Warren Buffett tells you he's eating McDonald's and Donald Trump tells you he's eating McDonald's, and them do.
Right.
It encourages more and more people to follow those kind of leaders. And those kind of leaders are leading you to their pocketbook. They're not actually eating that stuff.
Sure.
They're telling you that they eat it so that you'll buy it. They don't really eat it. They're lying to you.
Right.
Just like Warren Buffett owns all these
Dairy Queen.
Children's chocolates and Dairy Queen is all garbage food, but they don't care.
Right.
Let people eat it. They don't care.
Right. And Coca-Cola. I believe he's the largest single stockholder outside of the Candler family of Coca-Cola.
Right.
Am I right? Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's the biggest killer of all. I mean, obesity.
Yeah.
I'm a retired dentist. I saw what happened. People are still... I haven't been in practice for 20 years or so, but I'm still active, and there are still people putting their children to sleep with Coca-Cola in baby bottles, you know,
really?
And rotting their teeth.
Wow.
And hurting their livers and causing obesity in children as young as five. Pediatric doctors have, you know, I still get those, journals, and the age of putting children on diets for, you know, reasons. Morbid obesity now goes down to age five go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's very important for us to reach out to our minority communities. That's why
right.
I was a bilingual
right.
training counselor, and that's why one of my books deals with Spanish food. I think
right.
it's very important that we try to reach. Even now, I'm trying to reinvent myself to be a tutor and
uh-huh.
make use of my spare time and help
uh-huh.
people who need problems with speaking better English or from Spanish
right.
to English, English to Spanish, since I know that.
Right.
And
yeah.
we can help each other with the available services in our community, free food for people,
sure.
how to apply for food stamps and benefits. A lot of people are challenged now with
sure.
what to believe for medical help, and that's why
sure.
I wrote this book, because a lot of people are confused about, well, should I just drink any kind of juice?
Right.
People
oh,
don't
yeah.
look at the label and realize
exactly.
that so many of these products are watered down and have fructose in them. So it's very
high.
Important for you to read that label, because most
right.
of these big companies don't care.
Right.
They're merchandising water. It's
well,
terrible.
I mean, high fructose corn syrup is and diabetes, the connection is not a coincidence. I mean, the number of foods, if you go through the store and pick up any can of everything from Heinz ketchup to all the breads, every bread, you almost all the packaged breads that are cotton soft breads, not the artisanal breads, you'll see high fructose corn syrup or fructose, or it's hidden in different names. But
mm-hmm.
and that and then I have a bromated hydrogen that's in clear and Sprite and Mountain Dew. There's a product in it's called it's something something bromide. They've got about eight different names for it, but it's a bromated hydrogen oil. Where they put a bromide ion into the oil, and by putting it into clear sodas,
mm-hmm.
nothing separates the sugar or whatever it is doesn't separate. So the two things that have it are all the Mountain Dews have it, diet and regular, and all the Sprites have it, diet and regular, and 7-Up has it, diet and regular, and what it is. It's a flame retardant.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, yeah.
It's like cigarettes has formaldehyde and nicotine in it, tar. And,
right.
And scientists that we're supposed to trust now when we have a COVID virus are the ones
oh my God.
That told Congress that cigarettes were safe to smoke. And people
right.
are still buying and selling cigarettes. So you got to say to yourself, what kind of government do we really have? If
right.
we're still on cigarettes to be sold to the public. I mean, you got to put
right.
people on breath machines because they're having trouble breathing. So why are
right.
you selling them cigarettes? It doesn't make
exactly.
any sense to me.
Exactly. And
but
it's not really a cigarette anymore. Well, the tobacco in there has been adulterated so many ways, you know, that it's really not tobacco
yes.
anymore. You know, it's
not
like...
the tobacco the American Indian smoked at all.
No,
it's
no.
been,
no,
completely
or that
transformed.
Or that your
and
grandfather smoked. Yeah.
Right, and that's what's gotten real ugly, is everything in this country is a name, and it's right. all doctored up,
brand.
And you're brainwashed into thinking, yeah, because of this brand identity, and Pfizer made it, or this company
right.
made it, or that one, oh, it's good
right.
because
right.
the government said so. Trust me, the people in the government are being paid. They only
well,
do
right.
things because some lobbyist paid them to endorse
right.
that product. And
right.
the ugliness is showing right now, because anybody who knows this guy in charge knows he got
right.
that way because he paid off every member of New York City's council under the
sure.
table so he could build a building higher up and more dense than anybody else in town. So
I don't know
they lined each other's top pockets
sure.
and then they created a monster. And now, uh-oh, we got the biggest crook running the whole show. Surprise.
Right. Now I don't think it was that much under the table. I was around in New York City at the time, and it seemed like it was pretty open and nobody did anything. You know?
Everyone knew.
Right.
Yeah.
But everyone knew, and they
didn't.
He was
allowed to give them each. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was that great. It wasn't a secret. You said under the table. You kind of think under the table, nobody's going to know. But everybody knew the names and everything, and they knew the amounts. It was ridiculous, and it's still going on. It's still going on. It's still going on. It goes on in this town. Fort Lauderdale is – don't even talk. Don't start with me. Don't even start with me here.
No, because the state prosecutor at Sats finally retired after 35 years in office. I mean,
right.
the criminal
yeah.
justice system – is all for sale. You saw what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. All of a sudden,
sure.
he disappeared. Whoops.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
sure.
it's going to be – yeah, right. Well, we're not going to talk about that. Okay, so I'm going to talk
yeah.
about – I got one of your – I went through one of your cookbooks, and they're really, really
oh.
good. Yes. No, I'm going to tell people. They're really good. They're different. Tell me how – you said – we've been talking for a couple of weeks. You lived in Puerto Rico for a while? Is that right?
Well, no. I studied Spanish in junior high, high school, and college, and I used to go to Puerto Rico quite a bit on vacations.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I used it a lot in my work in New York giving lie detector tests. Lots of times people don't trust somebody who speaks
right.
a foreign language. So
right.
I had a great affinity for Puerto Rico and Spanish, so I did a lot of research on the fact that it's a volcanic island. I even did a book on desserts, volcanic desserts.
That's what I read. That's the one I read. So I thought you had lived – well, I knew you had been there because you mentioned it in the book also in your little vignettes. But for people who – you can go to my website and you can go to it's on the show page? I think it's on the show page. What's the name of the book again? The volcanic desserts? The Puerto Rican desserts?
Puerto Rican. Yeah.
I have it in front of me.
It's Puerto Rican cooking recipes and volcanic desserts. And then I have a
yeah.
separate one just for the desserts because I studied personal training, which is the other reason why I wrote this book about how to be able to make more sperm. And I figured
right.
it would be a big contrast for all the bodybuilders I know who
oh, yeah.
once in a while wanted to indulge in a nice dessert. I mean, you have
that's
to
right.
have the good with the discipline. You need a reward.
You need cheat days. That's right. You need cheat days.
You need rewards
while.
For hard work. People who
that's
work
right.
hard play hard. You know, that's
exactly
how
right.
I looked at Studio 54 back in the good old days, you know.
Right,
you work hard
right.
and then you go out
right.
and party with, you know, these top people, and you see all these famous people, and,
right.
you know, you can have some fun. It's like, you know, meeting
yeah.
somebody like RuPaul. When I first met RuPaul, he was a waiter, and I told him to come
right.
to my club, and I would introduce him to somebody, and sure enough, he met the people
uh-huh.
from Tommy Boy Records. I introduced
Tommy
to
Boy
from
right.
Warner Brothers,
ah,
and
excuse me.
Tommy Boy decided to pick him up. And that,
right.
you know,
that's the start.
And then
that's
there was Wigstock. I was a sponsor for Wigstock, and I got
Wigstock.
Him involved with that and Lady
uh-huh.
Bunny. And
I
that was
Lady
like,
Bunny.
I had been to Woodstock and bought tickets and took my best friend way back when. So when
wow.
Wigstock happened, I was really thrilled to be a part of that and to support the whole positive image of people dressing up and having a party. And
right.
you want to express yourself. We work hard like slaves, most of
right.
us, and
yeah,
get treated
sure.
like crap, most of us.
Most of us.
And then
all
of a sudden something bad happens, as it does to most of us at some point in time, you need joy and freedom and love, and people want to be able to express themselves and have a good time and feel good about yourself. So it's a sign of good health. You want to have fun.
Exactly.
You want to make sperm. You need to feel good about yourself once in a while, folks.
That's exactly. Well, you need to be feeling myself probably a little bit every day, you know, even just 5 minutes, you know. So back to Studio 54. In fact, I have a 30-minute video for the Stonewall Archive of, you know, I don't know if you knew, did you know Sal DiFalco?
Very well.
Yeah,
I did a YouTube thing with him because I was a regular at Studio 4 since opening night. I knew Steve Rubell and Calvin Klein, and I used to share the seaplane to Fire Island Pines, all that stuff.
Right. Well, yeah, Sal's in the unauthorized biography of Calvin Klein as one of his exes. And right before he was diagnosed, so I think he knew. No, he was in the unauthorized. He was. I mean, I believe it. If you sound hottie. Anyway, right before he was diagnosed, though I think he knew he was diagnosed because he asked me to come to his home with a film person and a light and took me through his personal effects, the satin jacket, the poppers, all the other things that he has saved. The photographs, and I had him, you know, identify everybody in the photograph and stuff like that. And he was just a doll. He really was a doll. And he and his husband just opened their home to us for, I think we were there for 2.5 hours. We ended up with about a 30-minute archival.
I did a video with him about that. In fact, we did the Studio 54 thing at the Fort Lauderdale Art Museum. I got in to do a video there when they had that show.
I remember
that.
We had
Sal speak about that also.
I was there.
I had met Andy Warhol and Steve Rubell and Calvin Klein, Liza Minnelli, the whole crew, Francisco Scavullo. They came up to me at the Saint, when they were going to do the movie for Studio 54. Well, that's when I figured out that Roy Cohn was the guy behind all that.
Yes.
And
well, anyway,
I was not a big fan of Roy Cohn, but go ahead.
Right. Who doesn't? Who was? No, anyway, the Stonewall Library keeps these 30-minute videos of notable people, and he contacted me to do one, and I kind of scoffed. I said, well, you're not old enough. And then I said, well, maybe we should do it. And so we did it, and I'm glad we did. I think he knew what was going on. I think he knew what was going on. Anyway, I know, but I think you know physically. So now what's next? So if somebody comes up to you and says, I want to start writing books like you do. By the way, how many do you have out there? I didn't ask.
Well, I think I had at one point 12, but I've often been getting phone calls and emails from people for help, and I refer them either to YouTube. Or actually, I know it's a little difficult, so that's why it's good to talk to people and give out your phone number. But I tell them you should go to Amazon, to their website, because they're the easiest to self-publish and make it at an affordable price. Or like I had a friend who worked for Time Magazine. He did a big novel, and he was able to price it. And they'll publish because they get the traffic for people who want to read books and like coloring books, crossword puzzles, different varieties of books that people really want to be able to do and share with each other the knowledge that they have. Because to me, that's the whole experience of the love and the interchange is to share the knowledge that you have, that you've learned to other people, that it's not just, eating right. You can't have a cigarette in one hand and a cocktail in the other and think that that's going to help your immune system, folks. It doesn't.
Or leave the gym and have a cigarette.
because I had friends who used to ask me, like, how come I'm not more cut up? And I would help them with hypnosis or whatever. And I would talk to them about their diet. They would tell me about all the hours they'd spend at the gym. And then they tell me that, you know, I'd see them at the bar having 3 and 4 cocktails. Those are the hardest calories to get rid of.
Exactly.
And then they, put butter on their corn muffin and milk in their coffee and If you want to look perfect, and I'm not saying you need to look perfect, but you have to have that kind of discipline and think about more consciously what you're putting into your body.
Exactly.
So it's a balance because you have to be happy. And we enjoy butter and these other things in life.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with it if you do it in moderation.
Right. There's
that's the key.
There's a trainer. There's a crazy online trainer. I forgot his name, but he says there's the only thing that you have to remember are three words: CFD, calorie fucking deficit. You have to be in calorie fucking deficit, or you ain't gonna lose weight. And he's right. I mean, that's just it. We try to all these crazy keto diets and Atkins diets and paleos and all this other stuff. But you know, the only way to actually the only way your body loses weight, the only way the machine gets skinny, is taking in less than you're spending, and that's that. You know, you get into deficit, but people just don't want that.
Well, it's also the quality of the foods, the vegetables.
Exactly.
If you have celery, if you have to use a lot of liquids, water.
But that's
water's
calorie
the best
deficit.
Thing you can drink.
But
right.
you're also I mean, celery is, you know, celery or Doritos. Let's see which one's got. So it is. Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, the quality of the food, also the higher the quality of the food usually has a lower calorie count than a lower.
Well, and it's just like marijuana is natural and will prevent cancer and help you with a lot of different ailments and problems.
Sure.
As an alternative for getting addicted to pain pills, God forbid. And then you have cigarettes, which are going to cause cancer and make you have problems breathing and have a rash and all these other horrible things where you fall apart before you know it. So, you know, it's just a question of which choice do you make and what is your mind telling you? So you have to control your mind. And that's where self-hypnosis can help you with your values because you have to decide what's right for you. Everybody has to have that balance.
And everybody's different. Everybody has a different background and a different relationship with food. I mean, our food relationships are started so young in life, and you know, our families and our culture and our society, depending on where we live, you know, all have a lot to do with food and your food choices. But and you mentioned that self-talk or self-hypnosis. That's exactly right. You have to do it every day. Every day you have to make a choice. And the quality of your food is incredibly important. And as I said, we talked about it earlier, our quality of the food has just gotten so poor that it's almost a fight, especially now when we're not able to run around as much and stand in line and do all the other things, is to find that food. You know, I haven't been to a farmer's market since this all started. I mean, I get fresh fruit and vegetables, but I used to just enjoy going to farmers markets, but I don't think are they having them now in the shutdown? I don't think.
I would imagine you can go to the swap shop. They have a big,
the swap. I haven't gone there, but that's kind of a zoo. I know, but they used to have one in Wilton Manor.
Well, that's what you're looking for.
I know.
The original zoo, and that's the jungle.
I know.
They got the plants. They got the best selection. It's cheap.
Right.
They got the natives selling the stuff. You can't do better than that. Unless you want to go to the push carts in Brooklyn.
But I don't know if the Yellow and Green Market in Hollywood, it closed. I know that it had closed earlier. I don't know if it's reopened, because that was one of my favorite places to go.
Well, they used to have one in Wilton Manors, but I don't think these things are going
I don't think they're going at the moment. So as I said, at this time, it's even harder to find fresh fruit and vegetables. So we're down to our last minute of our interview. It's been the fastest 30 minutes I've had in a long time. Anything special you'd like to impart to our listeners?
Just to keep staying strong and think about what you're doing before you do it. Make good conscious decisions.
Thank you. You're exactly right. And we joke about the title of the Sperm Builder Diet. It's really just a healthy guide to making your body.
I've been censored on Facebook and all over the place.
I know.
Some people find it offensive. I'm sorry.
I know, but I like it. I love the idea because I think it gets people who normally wouldn't read a book to get to pick it up or to look into it. I mean, I think you've got a good shoehorn there. Listen, I've got to say good night. I thoroughly enjoyed this, and thank you so much.
Too.
Good night. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.